The stock, this is dictating on Brown William Thomas. That's BROWN, Brown William Thomas. The date of birth is 10/8/58. Date of visit is 8/29/24. Please make a copy for Daniel Duchette. Daniel, D-I-N-I-E-L. Duchette is D-O-U-C-E-T-T-E. D-O-U-C-E-T-T-E. A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is chronic respiratory failure with tracheostomy. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 65-year-old male who has had a long-standing history of multiple medical problems. Had a tracheostomy in place. Since 2011, the patient apparently had a history of depression and anxiety with a suicidal attempt, and he had acid burns to his throat and went into respiratory failure requiring ventilator support. And prolonged ventilator dependency followed by tracheostomy and PEG tube placement for feedings. The patient does have history of esophageal strictures and has had severe deconditioning as well as protein calorie malnutrition. He has been treated for pneumonia on multiple occasions. And was admitted to Halifax Hospital on 8/3/24 with respiratory distress, hemoptysis, and shortness of, I'm sorry, hemoptysis and tachycardia period. The patient was placed on antibiotic therapy and his chest CT apparently showed mucus plugging of the right middle and lower lobe bronchi associated with chronic post-obstructive atelectasis and bronchiectasis in the distal bronchioles. There was also an age-indeterminate small caliber pulmonary embolus in the right lower lobe pulmonary artery with an atrophic right lower lobe. There was mucus plugging in the left lower lobe and mild bronchiectasis and mild esophageal wall thickening. The next there was no evidence of new or enlarging pulmonary nodule. The next paragraph. Past history as mentioned above, significant for respiratory failure, requiring ventilator support, history of tracheostomy and PEG tube placement, and history of esophageal stricture. following acid burn. Next, allergies. No significant drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient was a prior smoker. Oh, can you please add in the past history? Past history also includes hernia repair times 2 in the right groin and history of a history of tonsillectomy. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of colon and prostate cancer. Mother died of bleeding ulcer. Next, system review. The patient has weight loss, no fever. He has glaucoma, no cataracts. He has no sore throat, but has hoarseness. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has shortness of breath and hemoptysis intermittent. He has no abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, diarrhea, or constipation. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. He has depression and anxiety. He has easy bruising and he has muscle stiffness and has had memory loss. Next paragraph, med list included Xanax, 0.5 milligrams Q, 4 hours as needed. Mirtazapine, 30 milligrams HS. And fluoxetine, 40 milligrams daily. Albuterol, NEPS, Q, 6 hour PRN. Newcomist, NEPS, BID. Seroquel, 200 milligrams AM, 100 milligrams HS, and eye drops, latanoprost. Next paragraph, physical exam. This thinly built middle-aged male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. He has a trach tube in place with few secretions around it, and on room air, his SATs are 95. His blood pressure 122 over 70. Pulse 109, respirations 22, temperature 97.8, weight is 128, saturation 95. Height is 6 feet 2 inches. Next paragraph. HEND anomphalic. Pupils reactive. Tongue is moist and coated. Ears, no inflammation. Throat is injected. Nasal mucus edematous. Neck supple. There's a trach tube in place. And no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered crackles in the right base and occasional wheezes. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, scaphoid with pec tube in place, bowel sounds active, no organomegaly. Extremities, no edema, there's muscle wasting, peripheral pulses are diminished. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1, status post tracheostomy. with chronic respiratory failure. Number two, hemoptysis. And number three, history of pulmonary emboli. Number four is status post PEG tube placement. Number five is esophageal stricture. And number six is atelectasis with pneumonia. Next plan, patient has been advised to get a chest x-ray, PA lateral, in 3 weeks. Also placed on Duonep solution TID with the nebulizer. Take suction and lavage, and the patient also will get a CBC, complete metabolic profile. He was advised to have a follow-up chest CT in approximately 2 months. If there is a persistent right lung density, a bronchoscopy, and lavage will be recommended. The patient will go to the VA clinic to get his CT chest and other labs. A follow-up to be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Daniel Duchette, Douchette, APRN. This is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.